G'day and welcome. Thanks for listening to the very first episode of Lady and the Tramp. I'm the lady, Trish Mitchell, the dog magician, and the tramp is my colleague Andy Lee, Dogman Down Under. Now, this episode is just going to be me because I want to tell you a little bit about me, and then the next episode Andy is going to tell you a little bit about him, how we became dog whisperers and how we're going to be able to help you with your dog issues in times to come. So, my history is that I was a radio journalist for a very long time, and it's a very stressful job, and I burnt out in 2006, and I'd had enough, and I thought, I want a different career. What on earth am I going to do? So I thought about it for a while. I took some time out to just think, and then I had a dream one night, and I heard a voice, and the voice said, you need to work with dogs. So I thought, yeah, I do. That sounds like a good idea. So I had been a huge fan of Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, who I'm sure you've heard of. And if you haven't, go to YouTube and search Cesar Millan and you'll find out all about him. And he was my mentor for many, many years online. And in 2014, I went to his dog psychology center in Santa Clarita Valley in California, and I trained with Cesar for a week in the fundamentals of dog psychology, and it was the most inspiring and wonderful and extraordinary week of my life. So when I came back, I was so inspired by Cesar's commitment to, as he puts it, saving the world one dog at a time. And I decided that's what I wanted to do too. I want to save the world one dog at a time. So at the end of the course, I was very blessed and lucky for Cesar to say to me, you're the best student on the course. You have the instinct, and I want you to go back to Australia, and I want to use this. I want you to use this. I want you to make a difference. Take your skill and your talent and be confident that you can help dogs that need your help. And you can start the ripple effect of many people saving the world one dog at a time. So I came back to Australia, was living in Canberra at the time, and I was very nervous about taking this new leap into the world of dog as opposed to the world of international news and current affairs. But I was like, well, it's time to do it. So I started telling some friends that I was like, oh, I'm a bit nervous, but I'm going to put a little baby ad on Facebook and let people know that I'm ready to help them with their dogs. And the first, how do I put this? It was a client. It wasn't a client, actually. It was a person that I knew who was a rescuer of abandoned poodles. And she had a miniature poodle that she really wanted to help to be rehomed, but he was frightened and randomly very aggressive. You could be patting him 1 minute and then he would turn on you and bite you. So I said, well, okay, I'll give it a go. And I took him into my home. But in my naivete, I realized that I didn't have the right facility for him. I was living in a circumstance that didn't allow him to be relaxed and happy and carefree. And I wasn't able to help him the way I wanted to. And I actually had to put him to sleep. So that was my very first experience of attempting to be a dog whisperer. And I felt like I failed this beautiful boy so badly. And I remember taking him to the vet and holding him and sobbing over his little body and saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. But I thought, well, I've got to keep going. I've got to keep doing this. I want to honor Caesar's instructions. So I said, okay, I'm going. I'm doing it. So I put a little ad out on Facebook, and my very first client was insanely difficult. And I won't go into that right now because I want to cover that with Andy in another episode. But it was a challenge. It's like the universe was saying, if you want to be a dog whisperer, you are seriously going to have to, like, you know, challenge yourself and face some lions at the gate, as I say, in spiritual practice. So I have done that. And it's been extraordinary. I've been doing it now for, nearly 10 years, which is not very long in the history of some people who have been working with dogs, like my colleague Andy, who you'll hear about next episode. He started working with dogs when he was in his mother's womb, and he'll tell you about that. But I'm lucky enough that I have a genuine gift, and I don't know where it comes from, but I can heal dogs that are aggressive, anxious, fearful, obsessive, barky, suffer from separation anxiety. I've only had two dogs that I feel like I have truly failed. And again, I'll tell you about that another episode, because this is kind of just giving you my background. Right. Now I'm on the Gold Coast, on the North Gold Coast of Queensland in Australia, and I work mainly with dogs in that area. And I am known as the Sausage Queen because I got involved with a lady who had a very, very difficult little sausage dog, and I managed to, by grace, miraculously cure this little thing of extreme anxiety and extreme tension and non-stop barking. And by the grace of the gods of dogs, I was able to help her to the point where she was almost going to be put down, and now she's as happy as Larry, and she's now 18 months old and possibly ready for a litter coming up soon. So she was a little dog that other trainers said was a possibility of being rehabilitated, and she might as well be put down. And in a couple of days, I was able to miraculously cure my girl, Francesca von Hound, her name is. So that's kind of my introduction. I'm really looking forward to Andy's introductory episode, which will be the next episode, and he's going to tell you a lot more than I can tell you, because because he is what I would describe as the Caesar Millan of Australia. He is a profoundly skilled dog whisperer, and I learn so much from him every day, and he does occasionally learn things from me. So that's coming up. So just to wrap now, thank you so much for listening. This is Lady in the Tramp. I'm Trish Mitchell. Coming up is Andy Lean next episode. Please tell your friends to listen if they got dog problems. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, any concerns, you can get hold of us on Facebook Messenger. As I say, I'm the Dog Magician. You can message me on Facebook. Andy is Dog Man Down Under. You can message him on Facebook. And thanks for listening.